I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Terrorists rage while diplomatic meetings create mixed feelings in Lebanon. We'll hear how believers are responding in just a moment. And later, freedom in Christ leads to hope for the hopeless. For the first time in decades, diplomats from Lebanon and Israel sat down to discuss a ceasefire, potential trade, and the future of both countries. The meeting was a historic moment for two nations technically still at war. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says,
"It has been a long, long time since we had any communication with Israel at all."
For those in Lebanon who long for peace, the diplomatic meeting brings a mix of emotions.
People are both disillusioned and both hopeful and both waiting and not knowing. So it's just like a mix of both.
Meanwhile, Hezbollah reacted with outrage.
We have all the Hezbollah people who are in the streets and just saying, "We will not allow this." And it's something that is now creating even a division between the government and between the Hezbollah people.
TM Lebanon and other Christian ministries are meeting to plan for the future possibilities, including more displaced people if violence escalates.
I think this is beautiful to see a unity in between the different NGOs working in different sectors and in different places, but still uniting in one goal, which is to bring Christ in the midst of the darkness.
Pray for God's will and glory across the region. Also, on January 1, China will begin enforcing a revised law of public order offenses. It's an update to the Public Security Administration Punishments Law. It bans organizing or inciting others to take part in superstitious, sect, secret society, or illegal religious activities. Kurt Rovenstein from Bibles for China says,
"That's where there's concern, is this last or religious, illegal religious activity, because it's ill-defined."
That vagueness could create a legal pathway to restrict some Christian activities.
That just seems like an open door for someone that doesn't really know what, legal or illegal, maybe to take advantage of that and make life a little more difficult for some of our friends there.
Under the revised law, violators can get 5 to 10 days in detention or a fine of up to 1,000 yuan. More serious cases carry up to 15 days and higher fines. It may not feel like a dramatic shift overnight, but it is another step in the direction of more limited freedoms. Pray for wisdom for Chinese believers as they navigate daily Christian life and gospel sharing. Rovenstein says,
"There's wisdom and boldness to function within a world that has new laws every month that they have to try to navigate through."
Visit missionnews.org to learn more. And despair crosses all borders, capturing people young and old from every creed and caste. Yet hope remains.
The main thing that we do at Set Free is freedom appointments and helping people to find their freedom in Christ. We do that all over the world, but we do it in a variety of settings.
Set Free's Jason Taylor says despair is easy to find in a place like India. Millions of discarded kids fill orphanages to overflowing, while petty crime and corruption crowd prison cells. An army of volunteers trained by Set Free is helping people in both settings leave despair behind.
A big part of what we're doing is training both church leaders and lay leaders to actually lead others through a freedom appointment. And so we are taking the Steps to Freedom model and replicating that in as many languages as possible, so that people can have it in their own language.
Meanwhile, opportunity lies just across the border in Myanmar.
The longest standing civil war in the world is actually taking place in Myanmar.
Taylor and others met with Free Burma Rangers during a recent visit to discuss a possible partnership.
They are going in and freeing the oppressed physically so that they can ultimately be set free spiritually. But we have to get them to a safe place first.
Pray for discernment as believers in both groups seek God's will. Pray that hurting souls will find freedom in Christ. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links and find your place in the story. At missionnews.org, I'm Steve O'Dell.